Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We are fantastic. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to you. We'll start right at the beginning. Tell us about the show that we're going to see on Saturday night here.
Well, it's a tradition for us skaters to get together, and we start Christmas a little bit early. For me, until I see my good buddies like Jeff Buttle and Joni Rochette, and we work out a Christmas routine, it's not Christmas until that happens. And so Holiday Festival Night kicks off the season for me.
I'm curious to know, is there like a particular figure skater that you really enjoy watching?
Well, you know what? It doesn't, you know, there's a long list of skaters that I admire. But certainly what the trick is to see somebody who's performing who wants to perform. Mm-hmm. And skating's pretty tough. I don't know if you tried it. And a lot of skaters have trouble feeling comfortable out there in front of people. So I like watching little kids or world champions. As long as they want to be out there, then it's the kind of skater I want to see.
You talked about it. It's a tough sport, grueling, and I'm not going to get into your age, but you are getting beyond, obviously, what I would think is, I mean, how much longer can you do this? How much longer can you perform on ice?
Well, the good news is that I can augment my skating to fit my age, as you say it, and there's certain professions out there that you can't. As an NHL hockey player or a ballerina, for example, they have to keep up, you know, with the Joneses, and I'm out there alone. So yeah, I've changed my jumping style a little bit, and been able to adapt. And with age comes other things that you bring to your to your performance. So you know, we've got Sean Sawyer in the show who does backflips, and Ryan Bradley who also does backflips, and Jeffrey Buttle who does multiple triples, and I have a triple of my own and a big double axel, and I feel that I will not disappoint.
No,
how about that?
I have no doubt about that. I just wonder, because I of course I'm a big Patriots fan. Tom Brady's 39, says he wants to play another 10 years, and everybody thinks he's kind of crazy, right? I doubt that he will be able to do it. I just wondered, do you have how long do you think you can keep going out there?
It's up to my knees mostly, and also. It's also whether or not I'm getting bored of myself, because yeah. I have to kind of recreate myself out there. What kind of character? What kind of music? And if the inspiration goes or the knees go, then I'll be done. But right now I'm actually been working out a lot. I have a trainer in Toronto, and she probably has extended my career for me for sure.
Interesting. Well, speaking of working out, you've been doing this a long time. You've had many female admirers over the years, including my grandma and I. So, I mean, there's the spectrum for you, right? Young and old. Do you have any sort of, like, wild fan stories? Like, something really strange that happened to you and you just thought, oh, okay.
Well, I did, a long time ago, I signed somebody. And then they went and got that tattooed. So
wow.
So, occasionally... Occasionally, I'm reminded of that moment, and so I'm gonna, it was in public, and it was not, anything that I'm not concerned about. But it was a little shocking years later to go, oh wow, okay, that happened.
You've skated all over the world. I wondered, is there anywhere you've never skated that you thought, man, that would be really cool? Anything that you've missed out on? Do you think? Or
I've skated in Egypt. You know where I haven't skated, and it's gonna sound weird. Russia.
Russia.
How I competed against Viktor Petrenko and, Cup of Russia and television work and everything, somehow. I went to Sochi but never left the Olympic Village, basically. So I've never performed in Russia. Weird, right?
Yeah, that is weird. I'm curious to know, too, because I know that you've done some, like, color commenting at some major skating events over the years. What's it like to be on the other side of the ice?
Well, I'm very used to it now because, as you said before, I like how you said the word age. I haven't competed, for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I do shows and I work with a lot of other skaters. I choreograph for skaters and of course, do television work. So I'm quite comfortable doing that. And for me, it keeps me close to the sport that I love, and I get to participate, through CBC work with the best in the world. And when I do shows like Holiday Festival on Ice, it keeps me on the ice with the best skaters in the world. So when I do finally hang up the skates, I'm going to miss that contact with the best skaters anywhere in the world. I'm going to become a footnote in a book somewhere instead of somebody who's on the ice with them. And I'll miss the contact. I definitely will.
Again, the show is Holiday Festival on Ice. It's at the KRC coming up on Saturday night. Kurt Browning,
yeah.
Jeffrey Buttle, Joanie Rochette, Tessa Virtue, Scott Moyer, all going to be there.
Yeah, and Jeffrey Buttle is the choreographer, so we're actually getting on the ice in about 10 minutes, and he'll be teaching us our steps and our routines, and we are excited to work our way across the country and find ourselves in Kingston where we know we're going to have a party.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time, Kurt. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.